This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the AFL season for 2020 may have been a little bit rocky, but we're looking forward to a good round of footy in 2021, especially if you're in Wyalla, because Port Adelaide are coming back. I'm joined this morning by the Chief Executive of the Port Adelaide Football Club, Matthew Richardson. How are you this morning, Matthew?
Good morning, Jordan. Great to be with you.
So what's going on in Wyalla next year?
Yeah, so we're thrilled that we're going to be coming back to Wyalla in 21st of February for round one of the pre-season competition to play Carlton on Sunday at 4:40 at Bennett Oval. So we had obviously the redevelopment last year. The facility's fantastic, and thanks to our major partner GFG, who are obviously a really big important part of the community in Wyalla and South Australia. We're thrilled to be coming back.
And I guess 2020, obviously a very good season for Port Adelaide and a very messy one for the AFL in general. How are we feeling about the season to come? Is there a bit more confidence there?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, it's seen, as we've seen in New South Wales just in the last sort of 24 hours, it's like we're only one outbreak away from everything changing, and we experienced that ourselves in South Australia not that long ago. But the way the AFL are planning is that the season, we're planning for a normal season, so we've got those two pre-season games and then a normal fixture, which I think will be announced in the next few days also, starting third week of March. And the AFL, as I think they've explained, is they'll probably announce the first six games in terms of the actual fixture and time slots and venues, and then the round 7 through to 23 they'll just announce the home and away team and who you're playing, but they'll leave the fixture in terms of time slots so that there is that flexibility to be able to deal with anything that changes through the year.
For sure. And obviously, with a game set for Wyalla in February, probably suggests that the hub system isn't going to be in play for pre-season. It'd be a bit tricky to hub in Wyalla with both Carlton and Port Adelaide, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it would. But it's not actually, we'll get back from Christmas and it'll only be sort of 5 or 6 weeks and we'll be playing footy. So, we're really excited to be coming back to Wyalla. It was a great venue. The community really got around the game last year, and hopefully we can optimise the capacity at the ground and the local community can, against Carlton, it's great. Another big Victorian club coming into Wyalla. So it'd be exciting for the people of Wyalla and the Eyre Peninsula generally.
I guess it's a bit too early to tell, but is there any inkling of what the team will look like for that first game back in February?
Way
too down the track.
A bit too early to tell, but I guess it just depends where the coaches are at and the players are at in terms of their preparation. But I think, clubs do use those pre-season games in different ways. Last year, it was our second pre-season game, so it was a pretty strong team. This year's the first one, so it might be in the first one. There's a lot more of the younger, we've got a really young, exciting list. We had some guys that didn't get a lot of footy this year because obviously the SNFL, we didn't participate in that competition. So I'm sure there'll be some, be an opportunity for people to see some of the new guys on our list.
Of course, the AFL draft was pretty recent as well. You've picked up York Peninsula boy Lachlan Jones. How's he fitting into the team so far?
Yeah, I was at training the other day and saw him running, and he's running really well. He's obviously been doing a fair bit of work even since he finished playing footy. So I think the coaches are really excited. They knew Lockie pretty well anyway. He's been part of our academy programs, and I know they're thrilled that Lockie is joining us. So another young lad, Ollie Lord from Geelong, who has also moved across. He'll be heading home to have Christmas with family, but he's been out of training as well. And of course, Taj Schofield, who also joined our list. So, we're really excited. We've got a strong list. The work's in front of us, but I think we've got great momentum as a footy club, and our people should be looking forward to an exciting 2021.
And if this second half of 2020 is anything to go by, it will be February in no time. What's the schedule looking like for Port Adelaide leading up to that first pre-season game?
Yeah, so the guys will return to training on, I think it's Wednesday the 6th of January, and they'll go into a pretty solid training block. So, you know, from the 6th of January, there's only sort of 5 or 6 weeks and they'll be playing the first game. So it'll be a pretty intense training period. And, you know, so I'm sure they'll be looking forward to getting back and getting into it.
No worries. Well, Matthew, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Matthew Richardson, Chief Executive with the Port Adelaide Football Club on your Classic It's Breakfast.